Wisconsin's decimal speed limit sign. A speed limit sign with a decimal point is being used in Wisconsin as part of an effort to catch drivers off guard and deter speeding. The 17.3 miles per hour speed limit sign has been posted at a recycling facility in Appleton, Wisconsin, in an attempt to make drivers pause and think twice about their speed. The unusual speed limit sign is not the only one of its kind, as a parking lot in Colorado Springs, Colorado, previously posted a speed limit of just 8.2 miles per hour. While these wacky signs may grab attention from passing motorists, they are unlikely to be effective in the long term due to their novelty wearing off with repeat visitors. According to a study by the Colorado Department of Transportation, changing speed limits initially does not slow people down. Instead, more effective ways to combat speeding include changes in road design, such as speed bumps, roundabouts, or curb bulbouts. The Outagamie County Recycling and Solid Waste Facility has reported that all vehicles coming through their parking lot have started moving through the facility differently since the unusual speed limit sign was posted. This suggests that the sign is having some impact on drivers' behavior. However, it's worth noting that not all speed limit signs are enforced equally. Traditional black-on-white rectangular speed limit signs are legally enforceable, while yellow signs with slower speed limits are only suggestions. The 17.3 miles per hour speed limit sign is part of a broader effort to promote traffic safety in Wisconsin. By using an unusual and attention-grabbing method, the facility hopes to make drivers more aware of their speed and the potential risks associated with it. Ultimately, the effectiveness of this approach will depend on how well it resonates with drivers and whether it can be sustained over time. If successful, it could serve as a model for other facilities looking to promote traffic safety in creative ways. The use of decimal points on speed limit signs is not unique to Wisconsin, but it's an unusual approach that may help grab the attention of drivers who are too focused on their destination to pay attention to traditional speed limits. In conclusion, while the 17.3 miles per hour speed limit sign may be a novel and effective way to promote traffic safety in certain situations, its long-term impact will depend on how well it is received by drivers and whether it can be sustained over time.